All right, folks, welcome to Sands number 24. Well, the News Bites might be taking at least one episode off, but I honestly forgot about Ouch. And Ouch covers the landscape in small pieces. And this is a very interesting topic that they're getting into today, because while I do understand this to a point, it seems to me that this only works on my phone. It doesn't work on my PC, and all the passkeys are saved in iOS. Yes, I said passkeys. So the story talks about a girl named Sarah who does everything right, except she got a text message claiming there was something wrong with the bank account and it needed to be fixed. She got the text over coffee and breakfast and thought she would just take care of the problem. Well, the website looked like the bank. She gave the email address, the password, clicked the button, it gave her an error. Since she was pinged to mention that she was running late for a meeting, she went to go deal with it later. But Sarah thought the password was so strong, because she uses strong passwords, that there couldn't be a problem. Sarah used the same password in other sites too. The bank notified her of a $2,000 withdrawal, so there was technically no problem with the account. So that's the story they paint. So, passkeys are stronger and much simpler to use. All you need is yourself to log in. Your face, your fingerprint, if you're using a device with a fingerprint, and or both, because sometimes, like what happens to me, it doesn't recognize my face and then it wants my passcode. So it's a cryptographic key, parts which are stored on the device and parts that are also stored on the website. Now they say computer, but like I said, I've never seen this on the computer side of things, and I have one set up for PayPal, but it just asked me for my password. When I log in on the computer, when I log into the website on the phone, it prompts for the passkey. Every time you have a new website, you get a new code. So, each website is different. You can save it to the password manager, operating system, or browser. So you use what's known as biometrics, as discussed above. Your face, your fingerprint. Maybe a combination of both if it's having issues. These things happen. If needed, you'll be prompted for your passcode on your phone. But for the most part, you don't need to actually remember any passwords, because this cryptographic key will take care of it. You won't have any text messages. You won't have to use an authenticator. You just need to use your finger or your face and or your passcode on your phone, depending on how things are set up for you. All of your personal information stays local on the particular device. And every website may implement this a little bit differently. But this is the basic understanding of what it is. If you still ask for a password, make sure each website has its own. There are still people who don't do this. It's recommended you do, and I'm not going to tell you to do it, because you need to make that decision on your own. But it's definitely recommended to do that. People go, but I don't have a way to write them down. Well, that's what a manager is for. You can use LastPass. You can use Apple Keychain if you just have your iOS device. You could use 1Password, KeePass, or other password managers that may be out on the market that may work for you. I'm not here to recommend one, although I've used LastPass for a long time, and while they've had issues like some others might have in recent times, nobody's going to be perfect. But so far we know that while there may have been one incident where account data could have been accessed, we don't know whether that was actually the case or not. You're simplifying your life by using a passkey, and you're locking out the most sophisticated and advanced cyber attackers from around the world out there. So that's basically the explanation of passkeys. And they do have a podcasted version of this, so you can go and learn about what is going on. If you want to listen to them, and we will have a link to this in the show notes for this podcast. This is going to complete the podcast, everybody. Email, iMessage, tech, that's TECH, at menvi.org. Text or WhatsApp 804-442-6975. Or leave a comment by calling the comment line at 888-405-7524. We will see you on another edition of the podcast very soon along the Jared Reimer Radio Network. And do make it a great day.